Richland Center.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Williams Chiropractic, your partner in good health, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It is 70 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's promising an announcement today regarding autism. The Washington Post reports the administration is going to link Tylenol use during pregnancy to an increased risk of autism in children. David Mandel is a University of Pennsylvania psychiatry professor and an autism expert. He says,
I'm very concerned that women who experience fevers will elect not to treat that fever because we know the fever is associated with poor child outcomes.
Tylenol's manufacturer says science has not shown such a link. The new U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Mike Waltz, appeared before the Security Council today, which met an emergency session over Russia's recent incursion into Estonian airspace. The main topic of this week's U.N. General Assembly expected to be Gaza, as multiple Western allies announced they'll recognize a Palestinian state. And the Federal Trade Commission taking Amazon to trial, saying it tricked people into signing up for Prime and made it hard to cancel. This is ABC News. The Army released the names of the four soldiers killed last week when their military helicopter crashed near Joint Base Lewis-McChord, about 10 miles south of Tacoma, Washington. Chief Warrant Officers Andrew Cully and Andrew Krause were killed, along with Sergeants Donovan Scott and Jada Lynn Good. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. A Texas woman's facing criminal charges after she claimed to have found her two children dead in a hot car outside of their San Antonio home on Saturday.
Long before the six-year-old boy and his three-year-old sister were found in that stifling car, law enforcers and child welfare workers had been called to the home, says Sheriff Javier Salazar.
Possibly the Bexar County Sheriff's Office and possibly call to CPS.
Salazar says the woman's story simply doesn't add up. Tiona Islar is held on charges of injury to a child in the deaths of her own kids. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
It's the final hours of summer as autumn officially arrives at 2:19 p.m. Eastern. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important. And you don't have time to live with pain. And most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
At Care and Rehab Boscobel, quality care isn't just our goal, it's our standard. Hi, I'm Lana Ellis, Administrator, and I'm proud to share that our recent state survey was deficiency-free. Our dedicated team provides personalized nursing, rehab, and support in a warm, welcoming environment. From short-term rehab to long-term care, we deliver comfort, dignity, and compassion every day. Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company. Call today or visit careandrehab.com.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpson's Tractor, TC Autoworks, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Technical College. And now, stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is partly sunny and 71 degrees at 12:04. Look for mostly cloudy conditions and humid with Scattered showers and thunderstorms today, high 72. Showers taper down later tonight, patchy fog later with a low of 58. And mostly cloudy to sun peaks on Tuesday, a slight chance of a shower south and a high of 74. Once again, currently it's partly sunny. The winds are out of the north-northwest at 4 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 71 degrees.
At WCCU Credit Union, we're not just a great place to bank, we're a fantastic place to work. With our Life Comes First philosophy, full-time benefits include 10 paid federal holidays, vacation, sick time, personal, parental, and bereavement leave, health, dental, life, and long-term disability insurance, a pre-tax flex plan, and a 401k retirement program with a more than generous match. Prorated benefits for part-time, too. And hourly staff enjoy Saturday bonus pay. With 12 branches, we have 220-plus employees working together to serve over 41,000 members. Come join our growing team. For current opportunities, visit us at wccu.coop. WCCU is an equal opportunity employer.
Helping you feel.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Commercial, residential plowing, skid steer, mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, egress windows, landscaping, and land clearing. Advanced Contracting Solutions' comprehensive array of landscaping and groundscaping services makes it a one-stop shop. They manage all property for any lawn care needs. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions' goal is to make your outside improvement a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center. Call them at 608-475-3973. If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional four-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at four-year universities, without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more at swtc.edu.
Today is Monday, September 22nd. Good afternoon for WRCO News. Filling in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thede. On Friday evening at approximately 10:28, the Grant County Sheriff's Office responded to a report of a large underage party at an address on Snow Bottom Road in Wingville Township. Upon arrival, deputies observed several individuals inside the residence consuming alcoholic beverages. When it was noticed the deputies were there, several subjects fled into the woods. The investigation determined that approximately 30 underage individuals were at this party. As a result, all minors with a detectable amount of alcohol in their system were issued citations. The property owner was notified and thanked law enforcement for their assistance. The Grant County Sheriff's Office also reports that on Saturday morning at approximately 6:42, they received a report of a motorcycle crash that occurred on County Highway U near the intersection with South Boyce Creek Road in Potosi Township. Upon receipt of the report, Potosi Fire and EMS were dispatched to the scene along with deputies from the Grant County Sheriff's Office. When the deputies arrived on the scene, it was determined that Ronald Walsh, 64, of Horicon, was traveling west on County Highway U on his 2004 Harley Davidson. The weather conditions at the time were rainy with fog. For unknown reasons, Walsh's motorcycle drove off the north side of the roadway, causing the motorcycle to crash into the ditch and become airborne. Walsh was ejected from the motorcycle. Walsh was not wearing a helmet and, due to injuries sustained in the crash, was pronounced dead at the scene by the Grant County Coroner. The Grant County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by the Grant County Coroner's Office, Potosi Fire Department, Potosi EMS, and Bennett's Towing of Lancaster. This was Grant County's seventh motor vehicle fatality of the year. The UW-Richland alumni recently announced the 2025 Outstanding Alumni. This year's Outstanding alumni class members include Ken Hansen. Ken graduated from Richland Center High School in 1961 and attended Richland County Teachers College from 1963 to 65, where he received his teaching certificate. Ken has taught at the River Valley School District and the Richland School District. Ken has been a business owner and has been involved in insurance and real estate. Ken has also served on the City Council and various other committees. Jane Goplin Kinney. Jane graduated from high school in 1965 and attended Richland County Teachers College from 1965 through 1967. Starting in the early 80s, Jane became an educator at Riverdale School District. Jane has retired from her full-time position, but still works as a substitute teacher at Riverdale. Jane has been involved in education for nearly 50 years. Julie Brock Stubbins. Julie graduated from Richland Center High School in 1971 and attended UW Center Richland from 1971 through 1973. Julie attended UW-Madison, where she earned a bachelor's degree in elementary education and received a minor in music. Jane also received a master's degree in educational psychology. Terry Kenolthe. Terry graduated from Richland Center High School before attending UW-Richland in 1976 and Winona State University, where in 1979 he earned a bachelor's degree in physical science. After graduating, Terry taught and coached at St. Charles High School in St. Charles, Minnesota. He has served as section representative for the Minnesota State Coaches Association and was inducted into the Minnesota Basketball Coaches Hall of Fame in 2017. And Todd R. Allball. While attending Richland Center High School, Todd was hired at WRCO Radio, which was the beginning of a 17-year career at his hometown station. During that time, Todd attended UW Center Richland. Todd continued his education at UW Platteville, majoring in broadcasting communications and management. Todd has had a career in politics. Todd has also served on the Richland Center City Council and served as executive director of the Richland Center Chamber and Main Street Program. Currently, Todd has a daily talk show on the Civic Media Radio Network. This year's outstanding alumni will be honored at a celebration brunch at the Phoenix Center on Saturday, October 4th. Registration will be at 10:30 and the program will be at 11. A meal will follow. Cost of the meal is $25 for adults and $15 for children 12 and under. Pre-registration is due this Thursday. Contact Kathy Granger by email at ladykkg@yahoo.com or by phone at 608-489-3629. Public Health Sauk County is happy to announce the recipients of the 2025 Public Health Excellence Awards. The awards recognize the people and organizations working to improve the health and well-being of everyone in Sauk County. Award recipients are, for Public Health Lifetime Achievement, Dr. John McAuliffe; Emergency Response Excellence, Jeff Jelinek; Mental Health Advocacy, Farmers Angel Network; Agricultural Health and Safety, Sergey Koenig; Youth Advocacy, Travis Hilliard; and Senior Advocacy, Sauk County Aging and Disability Resource Center. Public Health Sauk County will celebrate these recipients, I should say, at a special awards ceremony on Tuesday, October 14th from 12:30 to 1:30. The ceremony will take place in the county boardroom on the third floor of the West Square building in Baraboo. The organization invites all community members to attend this celebration, which will include light refreshments and recognition of these outstanding contributions. Concerning neo-Nazi messages in the Baraboo community, Bob Haig reports.
A September 15th Facebook post by Baraboo police referenced small baggies of birdseed which contain information on pieces of paper. WKOW 27 reports the paper carried neo-Nazi messaging and that police captain Ryan Labrosian said there have been instances of various types of propaganda being distributed around the city, and that other law enforcement agencies in Wisconsin have dealt with similar incidents. Police are seeking any camera footage that may lead to a suspect, and asking residents to toss the bags in the trash. It's not the first concerning incident in the Sauk County city of 12,000 residents. In 2019, a photo circulated online showing some male high school students giving the Nazi salute brought unwelcome national attention and divided the community. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Police say someone was attacked outside Camp Randall over the weekend, and it was totally unprovoked. It happened in the parking lot of 15 Breeze Terrace Saturday morning at about 2 o'clock. UW-Madison police say the victim was taken to the hospital in critical condition. While the attack was unprovoked, police believe it was targeted. Authorities later arrested a 33-year-old man named Keith Jones and even said he may have a best security uniform and radio. Jones was taken to the Dane County Jail on charges of aggravated battery, robbery, and a probation violation. It's officially the autumn season today. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Happy fall, y'all. Today, the seasons officially shift. It's called the autumnal equinox. Right now, the Earth is perfectly tilted to give us equal hours of daylight and darkness. And I'm sure you've noticed it's darker for longer in the morning now, and the sun is setting earlier, too. Shorter days happen fast. In just the month of September, we lose almost an hour and a half of daylight, which is exactly why the leaves start to change colors now, too. Trees are sensitive to changes in their environment, and the sunlight triggers the tree to produce chlorophyll. That's how it makes energy and why the leaves are green, a process called photosynthesis. So in summer, we simply have more hours of sun available. Now that's being pulled away. Just like our moods may be falling with less light, foliage does too. Popping vibrant reds, oranges, and yellows, no wonder people color chase to our north woods. Some spots to check out fall foliage right now: Green Bay, Medford, Spooner, and Eagle River area. Mother Nature is painting the landscape. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A reminder to drive safely around school buses. It's Operation Safe Stop Week. The Wisconsin State Patrol is teaming up with the Wisconsin School Bus Association in effort to encourage safe driving near buses. The State School Bus Association worked with its members to identify bus stops where illegal passing is common. Now law enforcement will be adding extra patrols in those spots. The penalty for failing to stop for a school bus increased in 2024. Citations now cost $676.50 and 4 demerit points. September is Workforce Development Month, and Wisconsin is a leader in workforce programming. Chally Pittman has more.
The Department of Workforce Development will host Workforce Wednesdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at its job centers across the state.
Workforce Wednesdays help people connect. We've got career navigators to kind of look at people's resumes and see opportunities and help guide them to, you know, either getting a job, finding a better job.
Lee Sensenbrenner is Assistant Deputy Secretary of the Department of Workforce Development. He tells Civic Media that the goal is to help people with the stress of finding a new job.
Hunting for a job can be pretty lonely and frustrating, right? And so the job centers are a chance to actually talk with a person who has expertise and years of helping people navigate this.
Wisconsin's unemployment rate is at 3.1%, and that's lower than the national average. But faced with a rapidly changing work landscape, finding a new job can be tough.
There could be people who've never done an online interview, you know, completely foreign. So to practice that and to do the setup, run through some things, I think that's exactly kind of the things that the staff at DWE is ready to help with.
The Workforce Wednesdays can help you find the right career and also help folks with specialized services for veterans, or if you're living with a disability or have been involved in the criminal system. If you're hunting for a job online, Sensenbrenner recommends the Job Center of Wisconsin.
There's a push for some new laws farmers say could help diversify their income while keeping rural traditions alive. Terry Barr explains.
One proposal would allow farmers to again host up to 3 paying campers without a license. Lawmakers axed the rule in 2017. Supporters say it's needed now for extra income.
This would allow farms to allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping, or bring in a self-contained trailer and park that on the farm when they're overnight for farm stays, pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
Sheila Everhart is with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. She says they'll also be pushing for an exemption from Act 73. This newer law reclassifies wedding barns as public spaces, allowing just 6 events every year and requiring a liquor license. Lawmakers are expected to take action on both measures in October.
A bill that would help first responders treat opioid overdoses is now on President Donald Trump's desk. Senator Tammy Baldwin authored the Safe Response Act. It gives $57 million per year until 2030 to help first responders help people during overdoses. Baldwin has been vocal about addiction struggles in her own family, and this bill was crafted with bipartisan input. The bill passed the Senate unanimously. Now it's awaiting the president's signature. WRCL News Time is 12:20. The Richland Center Water Department is flushing water mains. More on that when WRCL News returns.
A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours. Compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind, a comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Court in Maine and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, your hometown partners for comfort and style. From family homes to weekend cabins, we bring you trusted brands, personal service, and small-town care you can count on. Visit us today on Main Street in Richland Center. Court in Maine and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, your hometown partners for comfort and style. From family homes to weekend cabins, we bring you trusted brands, personal service, and small-town care you can count on. Visit us today on Main Street in Richland Center.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's partly sunny and 72 degrees at 12:22. A reminder that City Utilities of Richland Center Water Department will be doing water main flushing today through Friday and Monday, September 29th through Friday, October 3rd. Flushing this year will not take place during overnight hours. Instead, flushing will start in the morning at 7:30 and will run through mid to late day to accomplish each day's area of coverage. This week's schedule is as follows. Today, North Industrial Park, back to town along County AA to the City Cemetery Garage at 10th, 11th, and 12th Street areas. Tomorrow, Allison Park area, North Park to the north end of the city on Allison Park Drive, Collins Drive, Rainbow Drive, back to the campus land. Wednesday on 4th to 9th Streets and Congress to Cedar Streets on East End. On Thursday, Court to 3rd Street, Congress to Cedar Street, and Schmidt Street on the East End. And Friday, Seminary to Kinder Streets east of the Pine River, Congress to Hazeltine Court area on the East End. And including Ithaca Road. During flushing times, the entire water system, not just the day's covered flush zones, may experience rusty or cloudy water and may have reduced water pressure. The water is safe to drink, but could discolor the clothes washing. Storms or other unexpected circumstances may extend or postpone flushing times or days. Frank's Hill will be open to the public for the observance of the autumnal equinox. Fall officially begins this afternoon. Early risers are invited to gather at the Effigy Mound site where near Muscadet to view the sunrise or sunsets through tomorrow as weather permits. The site may also be visited during the day anytime to see the mounds and Grand Vista. A short hike will be required to the top of the hill that offers a view of the lower Wisconsin River Valley. The Reedstown Public Library has recently launched the Kickapoo Valley Living Treasure Series, a unique program spotlighting the life stories of elders in the Kickapoo Valley region. This series brings to life treasured memories and honors the experiences, contributions, and wisdom that Valley residents have accumulated over generations. Each event will reflect on how life is in the area, and how in the area used to be, I should say, how things have changed and new possibilities we can work towards together. The series is designed to celebrate the area's heritage and highlight the rich history of the Kickapoo Valley for newcomers and longtime residents alike. The inaugural event will be held tomorrow evening at 5:30. It will feature Kathleen Nan Alexander, who served as the third grade at the Reedstown Elementary School for 35 years and continues to serve the community 20 years into her retirement. The second in the series on October 7th at 5:30 will feature Kickapoo Township resident Mary Christensen. Mary is a community builder and retired Waldorf school administrator who played an integral part in Viroqua's successful revitalization efforts. She will share valuable insights from her experiences, helping turn the tide from decline to renewal. Learn about mental health stigma, differences between mental illness and mental health, what to say and not to say to individuals experiencing mental health challenges, and how to offer support. You're invited to Eliminate Mental Health Stigma in Richland County, our free community presentation. That'll be tomorrow from 5:30 to 7 at the Brewer Public Library. Food will be provided at no cost. Registration is required as seating is limited. To register, call Evan Ewing at 608-649-5965 or email evan.ewing@co.richland.wi.us. Southwest Wisconsin Technical College is celebrating a major honor, being named the number one two-year college in the nation. Southwest Tech has received the 2025 Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence, the highest award a community college can earn. A free family-friendly celebration is planned for Saturday, September 27th from 10 until 3 on the main campus in Fenimore. No registration is needed, and everyone is welcome. The day will feature hands-on demonstrations from academic programs, campus tours, giveaways, food trucks, and live music. The Aspen Prize is awarded every 2 years to one college in the country for outstanding student learning, completion rates, equity, and post-college success. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking public feedback on the updated Wisconsin Wildlife Action Plan for 2025 through 35. The Wisconsin Wildlife Action Plan is a voluntary plan that focuses on the conservation of rare and declining species and their habitats. First published in 2005, it was updated in 2015 to satisfy funding eligibility through the federal state wildlife grant program, the only nationwide program to prevent wildlife from becoming endangered. Over time, the plan has become a resource to help identify and implement important conservation actions to keep native plants, animals, and habitats healthy. Opportunities to share knowledge and technical input have been offered throughout the updating process over the last year. For more information on the process and to explore the updated plan, visit the DNR's Wisconsin Wildlife Action Plan webpage. Questions and comments on the items above or other Wisconsin Wildlife Action Plan 2025 related topics can be sent to DNRWWAP@wisconsin.gov by September 24th. And the SSM Health St. Clair Foundation is now accepting applications for its Healthy Community Partnership Grants, which provide funding for projects, programs, and activities that advance the health and wellness of those living in the greater Baraboo, Lake Delton, Wisconsin Dells area. Those working on innovative ideas, collaborative projects, or programs who need seed money for implementation are encouraged to apply. Grants are awarded 2 times per year, spring and fall, with a maximum grant award of $2,000 each cycle. The SSM Health St. Clair Foundation Healthy Communities Partnership Grant Initiative began in 2007 and is funded by a portion of investment income earned from the foundation's endowment. The endowment also funds medical equipment for SSM Health St. Clair Hospital facilities, as well as local health care programs and services. To date, the foundation has awarded nearly $200,000 in Healthy Community Partnership grants to community organizations and groups to promote well-being across the age spectrum. Eligible programs and activities for funding include, but are not limited to, health education, disease screening, fitness and wellness assessment and improvement, research speakers fees related specifically to health and wellness and serving the areas underserved. The project must impact residents in SSM Health St. Clair Hospital's service area, the greater Baraboo, Lake Delton, Wisconsin Dells area. Practitioners in all fields of health, educators and school districts, employers, civic organizations, and service clubs are encouraged to apply. Collaborative proposals are always welcome. The application deadline for the fall grant cycle is October 15th, with all monies awarded by December 15th of 2025. For more information regarding the Healthy Community Partnership Grant Program and to obtain a grant application, please contact Julia Randles, SSM Health St. Clair Foundation Director, by phone at 608-356-1449 or by email at julia.randles@ssmhealth.com or visit SSM Health St. Clair Foundation, Baraboo, and click on the Healthy Community Partnership Grants link. WRCO News time is 12:31. WRCO News will continue right after this. Oh, one more thing before we go to the vital statistics. Today's winners of $50 each in St. Anthony's calendar raffle are yesterday's winner, so $50, G. Schubert and St. Anthony's. G. Schubert was on ticket number 638 and St. Anthony's on ticket number 609. And today's winners, Zach Dix on ticket number 297, and Gerard Solchenberg on ticket number 381. And now WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Ever had your shower suddenly turn into a desert? I did just last weekend. I was in the middle of my morning routine when suddenly the water stopped. But I didn't panic. I hollered, "Hey, call Larry at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. I know their service is so good and so fast that I didn't even bother getting out of the shower. And guess what? I was right. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions had my water running again in no time. So if you're ever in need of water, and let's face it, who isn't? Remember Advanced Pump and Well Solutions of Richland Center. Call 608-649-4488 for service so good and fast you won't even have time to grab a towel. Oh, if you see Larry, tell him to bring some soap for me.
Now's the time to cash in on big savings at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Get up to $10,500 off in pre-ordered savings on select hay and forage equipment, including roll belt round balers and disc bind disc mower conditioners. Need more? How about up to a $1,500 trade-in allowance on qualifying disc bind disc mower conditioners? That's right. Upgrade your hang operation with the power, reliability, and performance of New Holland equipment and put more money back in your pocket. But don't wait too long. These special offers end September 30th. Call or stop in today and talk to the team at Simpson Tractor in Richland Center, where service meets savings in the field.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. James H. Ault, 86, of Spring Green, died September 10th at home. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will be in the church cemetery, where military gravesite rites will be conducted by the Plain American Legion Post 398. Friends may call at the church Wednesday from 9:30 until the time of the Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a charity of your choice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Jim Ault is survived by his wife of 60 years, Rita, his children, James J. and Melinda Ault of Spring Green, Jeffrey and Sarah Ault of Montello, and Cindy and Christopher Peckle of Evansville, 8 grandchildren, 6 great-grandchildren, and his sister, Cheryl Ault of Middleton. James H. Ault, 86, of Spring Green. Tina M. Morava, 61, of Richland Center, died Friday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 1 at events at Castle Rock, Muscadet. Everyone is welcome to bring a dish to pass. All floral arrangements can be sent to events at Castle Rock. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Tina Morava is survived by her children, Ashley and Ryan R.S., and Riley and Sydney Morava, 6 grandchildren, her mother, Mary Lou Shaw, siblings, Susan and Joseph Grindy of Beloit, Brian Thrasher of Janesville, and Michael Topham of Superior, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Tina M. Morava, 61, of Richland Center. Nancy L. Phillips, 84, of Richland Center, died Saturday. At Nancy's request, there will be no formal funeral services. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Nancy Phillips is survived by her husband, Jerry, and a son, Randy. Nancy L. Phillips, 84, of Richland Center.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Breast health is self-health. Reedsburg Area Medical Center is celebrating October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The technologists at RAMC are skilled and compassionate, ready to assist you in your mammogram experience. Call Medical Imaging at 768-6229 to schedule your appointment. After all, don't you owe it to yourself? Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in breast health.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-7000. 3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Congratulations to area couples celebrating wedding anniversaries today. And there are many wonderful couples celebrating their anniversaries today, including Greg and Megan Rowan, Mark and Sally McCullum. Greg and Megan Rowan, also Avery and Penny Blado, Tim and Verna Lena Lobeck, Ted and Cinda Johnson, Mike and Teresa Thomas, Rick and Nancy Tisdale, Cruzen and Darcy Rux. Best wishes from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good Monday. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, the scattered thunderstorms that were north of us early this morning ended up tracking further south than expected, bringing some rain to much of our region. There were some localized high winds up around the Elroy area, across Monroe County into Juneau County, and even some locally heavy rain from about La Crosse eastward, some spots getting over an inch. Now, we are expecting some scattered activity to continue the rest of the day as a slow-moving cold front moves across the humid air. A few of the storms could have some small hail and gusty winds, so we'll keep an eye on that. Otherwise, this whole system will gradually settle off to the south the next couple of days, so things will quiet down around here. Maybe on the northern fringe of it yet, there could be a few showers up to about the Wisconsin-Illinois border, but not much further north than that. We are anticipating temperatures to remain around normal or slightly above, and then a bit of a boost as we go toward Friday and Saturday with a south-to-southwest wind flow. We might touch 80 degrees a day or two there, so still feeling a bit summer-like, even though fall officially starts this afternoon. Well, here's that forecast for the rest of today. Mostly cloudy and humid, some scattered showers and thunderstorms, high temperature in the low 70s, southwest wind mostly under 10 miles an hour. Showers taper down later tonight, patchy fog as well, low 58. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy to some sun peaks, slight chance of a shower in the southern part of the region. High at 74 degrees, north and northeast wind about 5 miles an hour. On Wednesday, a small chance of drizzle early to the south, otherwise breaks of sun developing, high 72. Thursday, partly cloudy and nice, high 74. Friday and Saturday, the warmest days with lots of sunshine, highs in the upper 70s to near 80. And Sunday, partly cloudy, just a few degrees cooler with a high of 74. You have a good afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's partly sunny and 75 degrees. after a morning low of 56. Yesterday's high was 78, and we received 1/100th of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 2017 is 91 degrees, with a record low of 28 that was set back in 1962. Last year's high was 68, with a low of 51. Sunset will take place tonight at 6:59, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:50. The winds are out of the west-northwest at 8 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.80, and we have received 5/100ths of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 75 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A new study shows how expanding E15 sales can be a boon for corn farmers. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support helped turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. Have you ever done a risk assessment on your farm or ranch? If you haven't, you should, especially if you have employees there. They may, in fact, be required by law where you are. In any case, it's not a bad idea and helps promote a safety mindset. You can find out online how to set one up. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. With the expectation of a record corn harvest this fall and the resulting decline in corn market prices, the industry is looking at the possibility of expanding sales of E15 blended gasoline. The National Corn Growers Association and the Renewable Fuels Association did a study of the potential impact of widespread year-round sales of E15. Scott Richmond is chief economist for the RFA.
We have shown over time that consumers will save as a result of E15. We've shown that quantitatively what they can save. And we've talked about the fact that if we get a substantial expansion or full adoption of E15 as a result of a legislative fix of being able to sell it year-round, that it would greatly benefit corn growers.
Richmond says there's a push on now to get this done before the end of 2025.
It looks increasingly likely that for the main budget, there will be a continuing resolution, and then there are other legislative vehicles that are likely to move forward between now and the end of the year. So we're cautiously optimistic about the prospects for being able to work this into legislation.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
NWS creeps closer. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. With Pioneer brand Plenish High Oleic Soybeans, your dairy herd gets a dense energy source and bypass protein that can potentially improve milk fat production. Your best year starts with Pioneer. The USDA says New World screwworm has been confirmed within 70 miles of the U.S. border. In a release late Sunday evening, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins said Mexico's government has detected the pest in the state of Nuevo León. This is now the northernmost detection of NWS during the outbreak. In a post on X, the secretary said the pest was found in an 8-month-old calf that was part of a 100-head herd that had been transported from the south. USDA says the potential link to animal movement underscores the non-negotiable need for Mexico to fully implement and comply with the U.S.-Mexico Joint Action Plan for NWS in Mexico. The USDA reports the sale of more than 320,000 tons of U.S. corn to Mexico. It's the third business day in a row with an announced sale of U.S. corn as buyers take advantage of competitive prices. An ag economist with Advanced Trading says strong export demand continues to support the corn market.
Year-to-date sales for export are 68% above last year at this time.
Ryan Basting says some of that may be forward buying, but current pricing makes U.S. corn attractive on the global market.
It's probably helping corn hold up as well as it is. But having said that, with corn harvested acreage at the highest level in 89 years and a record yield, you've got a huge corn crop coming on here.
He tells Brownfield there's potential for export demand to stay strong.
The ethanol industry continues to expand in Brazil, so bushels that 3-4 years ago would have found their way into the export market are now being kept home in Brazil. And so that's positive for the U.S.
In addition to export demand, Basting says there's also potential for price support as the U.S. harvest ramps up should the projected record corn crop fall below expectations. And on-farm and roadway safety is being highlighted as the fall harvest season gets underway. Eastern Iowa farmer Lance Lillibridge tells Brownfield the transportation of large equipment will be picking up steam the next few weeks.
Hope that the general public watches us on the road and we stay safe and got to come home to our families every night, so let's stay safe out on the roads.
Iowa State University Extension agronomist Megan Anderson says farmer safety during harvest goes beyond just the roadways.
I'm always concerned with farmers taking care of themselves this time of year because I know how they just want to go, 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 especially when the weather's nice. Hopefully it can be a really productive fall, but that also means risk of burning yourself out, risk of weather causing issues like potential for fires and things.
This is National Farm Safety and Health Week. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Come one, come all to the Blue River Farmers Market. Happening every second and fourth Tuesday from 4 to 6:30 p.m. at beautiful Blue River Park, now through September 23rd. Shop local with a wide variety of fresh produce, flowers, baked goods, artisan crafts, natural products, candles, jewelry, jams and jellies, unique gifts, cotton candy, and so much more. It's fun for all ages and full of small town charm with big time flavor. Interested in being a vendor? Call or message the Friends of Blue River on Facebook. The Blue River Farmers Market, where community, creativity, and good eats come together.
Direct cash cattle business is quiet and cash hogs are lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to a quiet start. Bids and asking prices have yet to surface as buyers and sellers are busy preparing for the week ahead. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until midweek or later. In the north, dress deals last week were up mostly $370. That's $6 below the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Live deals were at $239 to $240, steady to a dollar lower than the previous week's business. In Nebraska last week, steer calves weighing less than 600 pounds were $20 higher, and yearling steers 700 to 900 pounds were steady to $5 lower. Eight weights, though, were $5 higher. Heifer calves weighing less than 600 pounds were $4 to $8 lower, and yearling heifer 700 pounds were $6 lower, while eight weights were $2 to $4 higher. Medium and large one feeder steers, 650 to 654 pounds, brought $407 to $413. Feeder steers, 956 to 999 pounds, brought $333 to $354.25. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 906 to 945 pounds, brought $326 to $340. Fox beef was higher and sharply higher at midday with moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice was up 35 cents at $382.40. Select was $2.42 higher at $362.34. Cash hogs are lower at midday with fairly light negotiated purchases. The cash hog market has struggled to find consistent, solid support. While Mondays typically start slow, in recent weeks, processors have been more aggressive in the afternoon and early on in the week in their procurement efforts. The market has been largely focused on demand. Globally, demand for U.S. pork is relatively strong, but China remains inconsistent in its buying habits, and there are long-term concerns that are lingering. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Director down 42 cents with a weighted average of 104.52. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $75. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for light to moderate offerings at $68 to $80. Barrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $63 to $73. And pork values were higher at midday, up $1.74 at $113.79. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Soybeans and corn are lower, cattle and hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Turn potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein and leveraging the extensive knowledge of their agronomic experts. Stein has yield. Soybeans are lower. Argentina's government says it is suspending export taxes through October, likely boosting their ag sales. The trade's also watching U.S. harvest activity and South American planting. November beans are down 17 at 10.08 and a half. January 16 and a quarter lower at 10.28 and a half. October bean meal's down 450 at 278.40. October bean oil's down 84 at 49.21. Corn's lower, expecting the USDA to report good harvest progress this afternoon, and planted weather in South America generally looks good. Mexico bought more than 320,000 tons of U.S. corn ahead of the open. December's down 5 and a quarter at 418 and 3 quarters. March is 5 and a half lower at 435 and 3 quarters. And wheat's down. Winter wheat planting weather looks mixed, but the eastern Midwest could see some rainfall soon. The big bearish factor really continues to be the rising global supply. December Chicago's down 11.5 at 511. December Kansas City's 4.75 lower at 502.5. December Minneapolis wheat's 3 lower at 564.5. Live and feeder cattle are up sharply on supply tightness. That was reflected in last week's on-feed numbers and the news over the weekend that New World screwworm was found 70 miles from the border with the United States in Mexico is also adding the support. October live's up 370 at 237.35. December's 502 higher, 240.75. October feeders up 865 at 362.75. And hogs are supported by the higher midday pork, their discount to cash, and this strength in cattle. October lean is up 77 at 98.75, and December's $1.27 higher at 88.92. We're online at brownfieldagnews.com. John Perkins, Brownfield.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
A firefighting foam that's better for the environment and human health. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Traditional firefighting foams often contain PFAS, per and polyfluoroalkyl substances, or forever chemicals. Forever chemicals can remain in the environment and are linked to cancer, thyroid issues, and other health risks. Pat Butler is a retired firefighter. He says there's a better alternative to those traditional firefighting foams, and it's made from soybeans.
The soy foam came along, and originally it was developed as a training aid. The fire department asked the U.S. Soy Board if they knew someone that could develop something with soybean, if it would make foam to use for training. You go out on a fire, that's one thing, but to just do training all the time, you didn't want to be contaminating everything. Consequently, when they went to test it to see how it worked and everything, the guys are going, good training stuff. It puts fires out.
Soy foam was developed using soy flour. Butler tells Brownfield.
What we've got out there today is far superior as far as safety, environmental safety, and it supports the local soybean farmers and the agriculture in the country.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Don't touch that dial. You are tuned into Wiffle's Country WYFF, the station that's been family-owned and fiercely independent for almost 80 years. No nonsense, just common sense and chart-topping corn hybrids coming to farm gates all over the Central Corn Belt. Stay tuned for more Wiffle's Country hits like She Thinks My Colonel's Sexy, I Got 99 Problems But Yield Ain't One, and Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Sell Soybeans. Thanks for listening, and remember to keep